This is Fresh Air. Only Murders in the Building, the hit comedy mystery series starring Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, just rolled out the first two episodes of its new third season. The big name guest stars this year are Paul Rudd and Meryl Streep. And our TV critic David Bean Cooley says that both of them are a pivotal reason why this season of Only Murders is even more entertaining than its predecessors. Here's his review.
Hulu's Only Murders in the Building is a program that's not only excellent, it's enjoyable. Like Ted Lasso and Poker Face, it's one of those rare TV series in these dark days of anguished protagonists and bleak comedies that's actually fun to watch. The creators of Only Murders, Steve Martin and John Hoffman, have been painting on their canvas in several clever layers. They're making fun of the phenomenon of crime podcasts. Like Poker Face, they're presenting intriguing mysteries populated by eccentric and unpredictable suspects. But in addition, Only Murders also has great fun with its three leads, and so do viewers. Martin Short and Steve Martin, as past-their-prime director Oliver and actor Charles, play off each other beautifully and effortlessly, like an old comedy team. Which, let's face it, by now they are. And Selena Gomez, as Mabel, their younger generation podcasting partner, gives as good as she gets. Previous seasons have benefited from strong support by Tina Fey, Nathan Lane, and others. The new season adds two additional very sparkling shining lights, Paul Rudd and Meryl Streep. Rudd showed up for the cliffhanger in last season's finale, which had jumped forward in time 1 year to the opening night of Oliver's new Broadway play. Paul Rudd's Ben Glenroy was the star, and Steve Martin's Charles a supporting player. Just before the curtain rose, Charles approached Ben with obvious hostility.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks.
Good luck is a curse in the theater.
I know that. Well, you don't think I know that? I just didn't mention it to be polite to you, you piece of
Hey, hey. We got 2.5 hours to get through. If I can do it, you can too.
I'm the pro here. All right, you don't have to worry about me.
Be smart. Stay away from her.
Why? What are you gonna do?
Ben, I know what you did.
After the curtain rose, Ben collapsed, apparently dead, and season two ended. Season three picks up at that point, then flashes back 4 months. In the briefest of montages, we see the ambitious but uneventful childhood and adult life of Loretta, who aspires to be an actress but faces nothing but rejection her entire career. Then, Loretta, played by Meryl Streep, trying out for the part of the nanny, crashes a casting call held by Martin Short's Oliver, who's sitting in an empty theater auditioning supporting roles for his upcoming mystery play, Death Rattle. And as Loretta is auditioning and music starts to play, Oliver leaves his seat and walks to the lip of the stage.
Would I kill to protect a child in my charge? That is the question you have for me, I assume, Detective. To that I would say, without so much as blinking, I would kill without compunction. For the sake and safety of any child in my care. So, now you have your answer.
Where have you been?
Soon, we're at the first day table read for Death Rattle. Streep's Loretta, a total unknown, has gotten the part of the nanny. Paul Rudd's Ben has just shown up as the star, all attitude and ego, and taken his seat at the table. Oliver's assistant begins reading the stage directions of the opening scene, and the actors read their lines as Oliver listens intently. And this is where Meryl Streep, as Loretta, as the nanny, made me laugh out loud, repeatedly.
A detective makes his way toward the audience. He is our narrator.
What turned me into a creature of the night? Let me tell you,
I just finished up a case in Halifax when I got a call about some curious goings-on at the old Pickwick Lighthouse. I made my way to see for myself.
A lighthouse appears, and a storm shelter door opens. A nanny emerges from the shelter.
Storms are coming. Don't take us not for lobbing in the rocks.
I'm sorry. I think I missed some of those words.
Oh, I was trying a Scottish dialect.
Uh-huh. Because the nanny's...
The nanny refers to a childhood in Aberdeen.
Right.
Or not.
No. It's okay to try things. Let's just go again.
A nanny emerges from the shelter.
Storm's coming. Don't see his sunlight for roaming on the rocks.
French-Canadian. Because it's up in the Maritimes there. So, a lot of French. I'm sorry, it's... this is my process.
By the time the season premiere episode ends, there are surprises galore and another murder to solve. But just like such classic TV mystery shows as Columbo, solving the crime is not only the last piece of the puzzle, it may be the least. Spending time with the characters and actors of Only Murders in the Building is the real reason to watch. And it really is a joy every step of the way.
David Bianculli is professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed season 3 of Only Murders in the Building, which premiered Tuesday on Hulu with 2 new episodes. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, check out our podcast. There you'll find some great listens, like our interview with poet and author Shane McRae, whose new book is about coming to understand that his maternal grandparents, who are white supremacists, kidnapped him when he was a child from his father, who is black. Or with Andrew Leland, who has a new book about gradually losing his vision over the past 20 years. Find our podcast wherever you listen, along with other Fresh Air interviews. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.
Golden.